It's Central Time. I'm Darrell Connor.
And I'm Rob Ferret. You're with us here on the Ideas Network. Coming up, a guest makes the case against the privatization of public lands in Wisconsin and around the country.
Now, Defense Secretary Jim Mattis announced that he'll leave his position in February. Mattis reportedly resigned after a clash with President Trump over the decision to withdraw troops from Syria and Afghanistan.
In his resignation letter, Mattis said that he was stepping down in part to allow the president to choose a Secretary of Defense whose views and opinions on U.S. military actions and international relationships were more aligned with those of President Trump. Our next guest is here to talk about what could happen next and what it all means for American security policy.
Stephen David is a professor of international relations at Johns Hopkins University, where he specializes in international security issues. Stephen, welcome back to Central Time.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Stephen, what was your reaction to the news that Jim Mattis was leaving his position in February?
Well, in some ways I was shocked but not surprised. Shocked because of the implications where this may lead us, but not surprised because it was clear that President Trump and Mattis have been at odds for a long time.
How would you characterize Mattis's tenure as Secretary of Defense overall?
And he did a solid job. He kept relationships with our alliances strong. He has improved the readiness and effectiveness of the military. I think most leaders saw him as a steadying force, as someone they could rely on and depend on in an otherwise very uncertain environment.
Now, Mattis's resignation comes right after President Trump announced that he would withdraw troops from Syria and Afghanistan. He overruled Mattis and other advisors who argued that U.S. troops should stay in these countries. So what was the president's rationale for pulling troops out of Syria and Afghanistan?
Well, the president made campaign promises. It's part of his America First vision that American troops should not, you know, fight and die in far-off conflicts, that we have to be concerned with America First. And it has a certain superficial appeal, but the problem, as we learned in 9/11, sometimes problems that develop in faraway places come back to bite us. And sometimes an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And this is especially true in Syria, where we've had about 2,000 troops there for a couple of years. In the past year, there have been no American casualties. And the troops have been a steadying force, advising our Kurdish allies, hammering away at ISIS, keeping Turkey and Iran and Russia at bay. For a small number of troops at small cost, they've been doing a tremendous job. And I think when President Trump told Mattis he was going to withdraw them, that was the final straw. It wasn't the only point of conflict, but it was the final straw, and Mattis felt, I can't do this anymore.
Stephen David is a professor of international relations at Johns Hopkins University, where he specializes in international security issues. And we're talking about the resignation of Jim Mattis, who is the Secretary of Defense. Mattis wrote in his resignation letter, and I quote, "My views on treating allies with respect and also being clear-eyed about both malign actors and strategic competitors are strongly held and informed by over four decades of immersion in these issues," end quote. He's touting his experience, which is why the president nominated him in this position to begin with. So you alluded to it a little bit earlier, but outside of Syria and Afghanistan, what were the other issues between the president and Mattis?
Well, as Mattis's letter indicated, Mattis believes very strongly that American allies are important for American interests, whether they be in NATO, Japan, elsewhere. And treating them with respect is critical, something that, in Mattis's view, I believe, Trump did not do. Mattis is also concerned about America's enemies, especially Russia. President Trump has yet to say a negative word about President Putin. And Mattis, on the other hand, sees Russia as one of the primary threats to the United States. And serving a president who doesn't share this view became untenable.
Now, the Pentagon and others say that there could be massive consequences with withdrawing troops from Syria and Afghanistan. If that happens, what might we see?
Well, I think the Syrian case is more pointed, because I was with Afghanistan. We're leaving some troops there. And you can make a case in Afghanistan that, you know, we've been there, I don't know, 17 years, and it's not clear that we'll ever be able to produce a desirable outcome. Syria is different. Again, as I said before, the costs are not that great. We've had 2,000 troops there. They're steadying our Kurdish allies. They're going against ISIS. And, you know, President Trump's view that, well, ISIS is defeated, we don't have to worry about it anymore, I mean, that's hogwash. ISIS has 30 to 40,000 ideologically driven recruits on the ground. Just last month, they launched a major counteroffensive. They've been greatly diminished, but to say they've been defeated is silly. And Mattis knows that. The Pentagon knows that. In fact, President Trump's national security advisor and national security team also know that and have repeatedly said that American troops are vital to the Syrian mission. So when President Trump on his own simply says, okay, they're all coming home, that's hard to accept.
So what does this do to the United States' reputation abroad?
Well, America's reputation abroad has already plummeted. If you look at surveys of leaders, of people, those who say they can rely on the United States, have trust in America, has gone way, way down. Probably the lowest point it's been maybe since the end of World War II, even worse than in Vietnam. This will make a very bad situation even worse. But I've got to say, I worry about other things as well. The president has a good deal more discretion in the international foreign policy realm than he does in domestic politics, where he's constrained by courts and Congress and other institutions. As president, he's commander-in-chief, and to a great degree, he can do pretty much what he wants, and I find that frightening. The president, for example, on his own, can order a nuclear attack. Now, I'm not suggesting that President Trump's about to order a nuclear attack, but having a defense secretary who is reliable and as a stabilizing force is an added constraint against the president doing something reckless and impetuous. And now we've lost that, and we don't know who's going to take his place. And frankly, it's hard to think of people of high character and ability who want to be in that position.
And with that said, Mattis wrote in his resignation that the president has the right to appoint a defense secretary whose views are more aligned with their own. So what changes might we see then with a new defense secretary?
Well, the hope was that people like Mattis and Tillerson, as Secretary of State, Kelly, Chief of Staff, would restrain some of the more reckless proclivities of the president. But they're all gone. So the question is, who's going to constrain Trump? Now, maybe in terms of his base, they want President Trump to be Trump. And they might be happy with someone who, instead of saying, no, don't do that, say, you know, attaboy, that's great, let's double down. But I think if you look throughout the international security community, including those on the Republican side, there's a great deal of fear and anxiety about what happens next. What happens when there isn't an adult in the room with the experience and gravitas to say, no, this is not what we should do, and here's why. So this is an extremely important appointment, whoever will replace Mattis. And I'm sure the world is watching very nervously as to who that's going to be.
Well, you talked about there's a lot of hand-wringing over the fact that Mattis was seen as one of the last adults in the room. But on the other side of the spectrum, there have been people who say they're glad that he's leaving. So what were some of the criticisms of Mattis?
I know of very few people who say they're glad that he's leaving. I'm not sure who you're referring to. I mean, there may be some individuals at the heart of President Trump's base who wanted an even more isolationist foreign policy. but I've yet to see someone in the national security community, including those in the Trump administration, who have welcomed his departure.
Well, to be continued, Stephen, thank you so much for joining us.
Sure, it's my pleasure.
Stephen David is a professor of international relations at Johns Hopkins University, where he specializes in international security issues. He joined us today to talk about Defense Secretary Jim Mattis's resignation from his position.